Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, damas y caballeros, welcome back to another edition of Leaving Radio. I'm your host, Dave Duenas. So I decided to do a really quick show about the weigh-in that happened early in the morning. Andy Ruiz came in 15 pounds over than he originally had weighed when he faced AJ the first time around, right? So he came in at 283.7 pounds. And Anthony Joshua came actually 10 pounds lighter than his original weigh-in in the first fight, which is he's now 237. Everybody's blowing up my phone, and we got a live show that's going to happen on Saturday morning at 9 a.m. Pacific time, which will be noon Eastern time. So be sure to tune in, please, and call in and still give us your predictions and what your thoughts about this the way. I know right now on social media, people are freaking out about Andy Ruiz coming in 15 plus pounds over the first from the first fight. It's the heaviest he's been since his pro debut, which was back in March 2009. He came in, I can report it, like it was 297 actually. And so this is the heaviest. So there's already a lot of speculations. There's already a lot of concern by people who are picking Ruiz for this fight, right? And rightfully so. I mean, they're wondering whether or not did he really train? Did he just kind of like have fun? And you know, I mean, he was doing a lot of spending. He was buying house cars, expensive cars, which is his right, you know. And that, so how serious was he about the fight, right? So, and then you got some folks that are thinking, hey, he packed on the pounds because he wants to knock out AJ. He wants to make that statement. He wants to make this maybe end this quick because there's still a lot of things circling around Anthony Joshua right now. You know, I mean, there's still the big question whether or not can Anthony Joshua, you know, get past the speed, nullify Andy Ruiz's speed, And keep it at a distance, keep it at the end of his jab. That's what he wants. That's what he's going to need to do. You know what I mean? To make this fight go his way, because obviously the first time, and I know he said in an interview that he plans to go all out like the way he did the first time, but I'm not sure if you want to do that. Like I said, you want to rip a page from Lennox Lewis, Vladimir Klitschko. You want to be able to jab, and then when Andy gets in close, you grab him. But like I've said before, too, that's an art form. Is 6 months enough time to figure all those tricks that Lennox and Vladimir Klitschko, you know, end up honing down, end up learning through the great Emanuel Stewart and understanding that they were big men, that they had no business being in the inside. And if they do go in the inside, they're going to hold with one hand and then drop with a right hand or hold with the other hand and drop with a left uppercut. So those are things that I'm wondering whether or not Anthony Joshua has learned. And what he's saying right now could be, you know, making Ruiz's camp believe, like, okay, he hasn't learned anything. We can stick to the same game plan. So that could possibly be something there that he's saying, you know, maybe he might be saying that, but will completely do something just way different than what he's saying right now. Because I'm telling you, going back to that original game plan that he had up in Madison Square Garden, New York, I don't think it's going to work. But also, seeing the weight of age of Ruiz at, what was it, 283.7 pounds, that only tells me you want to box him. You want to make sure that you make him gas himself out, Ruiz, you know? Now, you know, the thing about Ruiz is that it's just almost like Chris the Nightmare Aurelia. Everybody used to complain and bitch and moan about his weight, his size, saying that you know, he disrespects the sport because he doesn't come in chiseled. But the one thing you gotta honestly applaud Ruiz and even Chris the Nightmare at the time when he was fighting was these guys, even though they didn't have that body, that heavyweight look, they still didn't gas out in the ring. So I'm not really sure how much of a big play 283. It's only for AJ to find out. You know, that's AJ's job to find out Saturday morning to see how well that, you know, how well conditioned Ruiz is, because he wants to touch that body if they do get in close. That's the one thing. If I was on this court, I would be like, touch that body. Try to touch as much as you can, knowing that he packed on 15 pounds over than their first fight. Because my whole thing, too, was this, was that in the first fight, I was like, wow, if he was able to do this with a short notice, what is he going to be able to do with a full camp? And coming in 15 pounds heavier, I'm like, oh, well, what did they do? Did they pack on muscle? Did they pack on, you know, is it more fat? I mean, I don't know. He didn't take off his shirt. He didn't take off. He didn't go in, you know, like traditional briefs or anything. He had a sombrero, and I heard he had sneakers on. So I'm not sure what that was all about. And I'm not sure if they're really concerned about the 283.7 as much as fans are kind of concerned about it. You know, it could really play into AJ thinking that he didn't take it serious, so he's going to try to, you know, get Ruiz out there, and it's a trap. Or you know, to me, this makes everything just completely really interesting, man. I'm really interested now even more so of this fight. If you want to call in, you certainly can. 347-215-7598 here on Leaving the Ring. I'm still going to be on for a little bit. I got my work hat on. I'm, you know, putting on my work clothes. I got to head out to work and stuff, but I felt like, you know, let me come on and talk to you guys. Like I said, we're going to be on Saturday. Early in the morning, we'll be on here, YouTube Live, with my co-hosts, Kenny and Amilcar. We'll be able to patch in callers in through our Block Talk, because we'll be live as well on Block Talk. And so you guys can get in your predictions still before the fight, get your pick, get it on the record, and then tell us your concerns, or you're not, you know, if you're not even concerned about Andy Ruiz being 283.77 pounds and stuff, you know. Because I got everybody blowing up my phone. Why, man? Because it's freaking Friday morning. Everybody wants me there at work right now. And I wanted to talk to the fight fans to get on here and discuss this. But like I said, it's the heaviest that Andy has been since his pro debut back in March 2009. He was 297 pounds. He has now been recorded stepping on the scale at 283.7. Like I said, it could go a lot of different ways. The weight can make a huge difference in punching power of pushing back AJ to the ropes. Let's add that. He could be able to use that extra weight to cut off the ring, push AJ back on those ropes, and then start battering him when he's up against the rope. We saw that Anthony Joshua did not have answers to Andy Ruiz when they were in close. He dropped Ruiz in the third round with a short left hook, but as soon as he opened up, as you witnessed, you saw that still he's growing. He's still this immaturity in his style, because he hasn't been in the fight game for you know, as the duration of Andy Ruiz, you know, stepping in the ring since he was 6 years old. So that was exposed, and it was exposed against a very seasoned veteran like Andy Ruiz in that first fight. So that's something there that Andy Ruiz can capitalize again, knowing that, you know, if I get him in a firefight, he's gonna open up, he's gonna throw unnecessary punches that are gonna expose his chin or his body, and then I'm gonna be able to capitalize it. Number one thing for Anthony Joshua, even though dropping down 10 pounds lighter from his first fight, is still, has he learned to conserve his energy? As a big man, they spend more energy than a smaller guy. Though Ruiz is not a small guy, 283.7 pounds, he's not a small guy. But like I said, he's carried that weight for a very long time. He's always been a heavy kid, you know. It's always been the criticism of fans, you know, that at first, if the first time they see him, they laugh. They're like, who is this chubby guy? And then he goes out there and he awes you immediately, because, you start seeing what he's doing. Let me pass you to Fight Fan really quick here on Leaving the Ring, get their opinion. You're on live right now, man, on Leaving the Ring. What's up, brother? 510?
Hey, what's up, dude? I'm just driving around going to work, man. It's Fernando.
Hold on, I know I can hear that in the background, man. The beep, beep, beep.
Oh,
no, same here. Same here, dude.
I got rear-ended, dude.
Huh?
This is my beater, man. I got rear-ended, so the trunk like starts making noise every time I drive around all day, man. anyway,
making that money,
yeah,
brother.
Yeah, man. Baller on a, huh? I got making some out, bro. Fucking.
I know. Hey, so what'd you think about
I'm really
this
disappointed at Randy, dude, and Andy. Hello? I'm sorry?
Yeah. No, I said, what do you think about the whole weight issue?
Larry Merchant said it perfectly, man. Round pegs don't die square, man. I mean, Andy's always done this, man. You know?
Right.
That's why he left Top Rank, right? Because of lack of discipline, you know? I'm really disappointed, man. Because he didn't take this too seriously, man. Like, it would have been one thing, comes in a couple pounds heavier, or around the same weight like they did last time. But to come in 15 pounds heavier, man. Hey, I get it, dude. I'm a big boy, too, man. I know,
right.
I know, like, you know, like, I could bounce up. I could get tamale and gain 10 pounds, you know? Like, I get it, right? I get it. But I'm not a professional boxer, man. You know, I'm not the heavyweight champion of the world.
You know, we've seen this. We've seen this happen time and time again. A guy gets the title, and it's like the syndrome of Riddick Bowe. You remember Big Daddy Bowe was trimmed, lean, but as soon as he got the title, he blew up. You know, he just couldn't seem to stay away from the Menudo and hamburgers, and that just seems like what's going to happen with Andy Ruiz right here. But you know what, man? Like I was saying a little earlier, I'm not really sure if I'm too concerned because Andy's always been such a big guy, and I'm not sure if they're thinking of maybe walking down Anthony Joshua, but if I'm in Anthony's camp, I'm right now telling him, you got to make this guy chase you down. Because those extra pounds are going to have to weigh heavy on his legs. It's going to tire out his legs, in my opinion. If it goes seven rounds of him chasing Joshua, it's got to pose a problem, right?
It's not good, man. It's not good because it's just not good, man. It's not a good look. I'm still rooting for him. I hope he wins, right? And I get it, dude. You know, like, you know, whatever. But it's not a good look, man. Because it shows a lack of commitment, you know. And that's always been something that's hung over his head, going back to Top Rank, right? This isn't like
right.
The first time Andy's had this issue, you know. It's not, like I said, man, a square peg doesn't die around, you know. Like Larry Merchant said, you know. And I get it, dude. I get it, man. Like, but. I'm not the heavyweight champion of the world, man. Like I said, like we when it first happened, we talked about it, right? We were so happy, my family. We're all like proud of him, man. And with great power comes great responsibility, man. He's the heavyweight champion of the world, man. And now it looks like he don't take it serious, man. You know, and like I said, it's always seemed like that's been a big issue for him. Like Top Rank didn't cut him because of a lack of talent. You know, Top Rank cut him because of lack of commitment. They got tired of babysitting him, you know? And I don't think there's anybody in his camp that can tell him what to do. You know, I don't think Manny Robles is telling him, hey, you know, like, let's get you in shape, bro. Let's hit it hard. I don't think Manny Robles, you know, has no control over him, you know? Nobody really does, man. And it just shows a lack of discipline, man. That's what's making me nervous. Like, that's not to say that for sure he's going to lose tomorrow or anything like that, but, like, I read somewhere, The 15 pounds he gained is the exact same amount that Buster Douglas gained between the Tyson fight and the Holyfield fight. 15 pounds.
Mm.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Is that a coincidence?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. You know?
Yeah.
So I'm still looking forward to the fight.
Same here. I think, honestly, to me, it makes it now a bit interesting because, you know, if it's true with the lack of discipline, then Anthony Joshua should be able to jump on it, expose it, and get his titles back. But if it's the strategy for Andy Ruiz to gain that extra weight to bully Anthony Joshua backwards, cut off that ring, use that weight as a weapon, then we have to kind of go back and reevaluate what he's doing. Then he is disciplined. But I agree with you, man. That as soon as I saw that, because, you know, I have to get up early every morning, get ready, load my van up, but I, and I saw that, and I was like, oh, dude, this almost changes my pick now. I'm not really sure. 283, it's the second time he's been the heaviest. I mean, he was 100 and he was 297 pounds in his pro debut back in March of 2009. This is the heaviest in so long. I mean, it's got to raise a lot of questions, brother. It's got to raise – man, well, you, hey, bro, you have a good day at work, and you calling in Saturday or what?
Yeah, what time are you guys coming on Saturday morning?
9 a.m., brother. We'll be on live 9 a.m. on Blog Talk and YouTube.
Hey, can I say one last thing, David? There's like there's a big contrast, too. When you look at how Andy gained 15 pounds and AJ lost weight. Like, it's just amazing, the contrast, man. It seems like one guy's like taking it super serious, and the other guy
He's taking it serious. 10 pounds. He dropped 10 pounds of muscle, which he wanted to do. He wanted to come in much leaner. You know, they had told him about lifting all those weights. You know, what were you doing? You know, it restricts your reflexes. You know, when you turn punches, it makes you more heavier. You know, walking around in the ring, you want to try to be lean and try to glide. So yeah, it's
your shoulders,
it's
man.
Interesting. Yeah, really, really interesting.
All right, David. Well, thank you for taking my phone call, bro. Have a good day too, man. I'll be calling in tomorrow, man, for sure. And I'll be
all
listening in right now. I don't know how much longer you're gonna be on, but I'll be listening in, man. Thank you.
All right, man. Thank you. What's up, D-Style? I know, right? It's been too long, brother. Too long, man. Hey, guys, if you want to call in really quick before I head out of here, the work, you can. 347-215-7598. We're here live right now on the Leaving the Ring. We're discussing the weights between Ruiz and Anthony Joshua. Ruiz coming at 283.7. Anthony Joshua coming in at 237. Really interesting, and I think it's changing a lot of folks' picks. A lot of folks' picks. It's definitely making us rethink what we probably were thinking we were going to see on Saturday morning between the two men in their rematch. So, like I said, I think it could go either way. You look at the weight that Andy has packed on, which is 15 pounds plus from his first fight with AJ. Is he using it as a weapon? Is he using it to kind of walk down Anthony Joshua? I don't know. Can it affect him if Anthony figured out how to use his feet, his footwork better, meaning that he's going to try to outbox him. He's going to try to keep him out in the distance. He's going to take a page from Lennox Lewis or Vladimir Klitschko. I don't know. Like I said, those are difficult styles to hone down. Those are difficult styles to learn in 6 months, you know, which is the jab. Be disciplined with the jab. I mean, I'm telling you. If you ever get in the ring, and or even just when you guys work out, jab for not even a full 2 minutes. Just straight jabs. And eventually on that second round, when you have your second, if you guys are doing three rounds, right, in your workout, this your shoulder here, everything starts getting really heavy. It's not the same. You know, a lot of times you see guys come right back to catch, you know, to protect their face. It's very heavy using that jab, very heavy. So that's that it's a real interesting thing here if whether or not AJ has finally understood that that jab is the most important punch for his whole arsenal in this rematch here. I agree with you. I agree with you, D-Style. He put out here, Andy had to either stay the same or lose like 9 pounds. You know what? This is the crazy part. We were being told, if you guys remember this, in interviews, any type of discussion when it came about the rematch, I don't remember what interview was on with, but Aunt Manny Rubio's had said that they were concentrating on losing weight. And people were concerned about that. They were saying, oh, why are they losing weight? Stay the same. And they were talking about maybe, you know, he wants to be quicker. He wants to attack him, you know, Anthony Joshua faster. But now, man, this came out of left field. 283.7. It's really out of left field. And I agree with the last caller that called in right now about the fact that this is kind of, you know, kind of embarrassing, sad. It doesn't seem like he's taking it serious. It's showing lack of discipline. So, but like I said, we got to see it play out. We won't really know that those answers till we see it played out. Is it going to affect Ruiz? Is it going to help him? How is he going to use the weight, the extra 15 pounds in this fight? I don't know. Again, yeah, that right uppercut, like I mentioned earlier. like Lennox Lewis and Klitschko, especially Lennox Lewis. Lennox was notorious landing that uppercut. Once he got in close, remember when he got in with Michael Grant, and Michael Grant got really close to him. So what Lennox did, and he would do with other, he did it with Mike Tyson too. He jabs, and if he misses, he leans his body on top of you so you can never see the punch. And then you throw an uppercut, you know, which is a really tricky move. Andy Ruiz is going to eat AJ alive. You know what? Like I said, I think a lot of fans want that still to happen. But you can't, again, you can't take away 283.7. That's 15 pounds heavier. I'm telling you, it's got to raise some questions for everybody. Vegas right now, you know, they're scrambling. They're wondering, oh, shit, is Andy, did he take this fight serious? Did he have too much Snicker bars? Which reminds me, is that tonight I'm going to go buy a bunch of Snicker bars and eat a Snicker bar for every round for the fight. I'm still pumped up about the fight, guys. Even though with the weight, I'm still very pumped up about this fight. I still think that they're going to see some explosion between the two. A lot of people are playing into to Anthony Joshua's you know, kind of demeanor, his attitude. He's not smiling. He's not doing a whole lot of what he did in the first time. But I see him being focused, just being ready to go. Ruiz has always been Ruiz. You really can't tell with Ruiz. I mean, he's just the traditional Mexican fighter that doesn't say a whole lot until he gets in that ring and he lets his talking, he lets his hands do his talking for him. So absolutely, man. Let's see. He's doing it for all the chubby kids in the world, man. Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. Fight fans, you want to call in really quick before I head out of here? 347-215-7598. Let's talk boxing. Let's talk Ruiz. Let's talk AJ. Don't forget, we're going to be on Saturday morning, 9 a.m. Pacific time, noon Eastern time, and we'll be taking you guys' call. We're going to be breaking down the fight again and allowing you guys to call in and still make your prediction. Tell us what you guys think about this whole weight issue between the two. You know, the 15 pounds more that Andy Ruiz has gained for this fight and the 10 pounds less that AJ has dropped for this fight. So a lot of interesting stuff, man. He made up, you know what? Dude, he's Mexicano. Of course, he might have partied. He lived it up. Families, visiting family, visiting, you know, fans. That's like uncontrolled, you know, my weight, I'm not, you know what I mean? We're not even fighters, and my weight goes up and down, up and down, up and down. I'm 40, 45, 46 years old. I struggle so much with my weight where when I was younger, dude, I could eat anything and it was fine. And imagine on like Thanksgiving, you know, and especially this Christmas, we're gonna have tamales, and I can't avoid that. So you imagine the heavyweight champion of the world, is not being offered all the food he can eat, you know, and or Snickers that can be offered, right? Let me see what else. Let's see what Christian. Okay, well, yeah, I already covered that there, but no worries, man. No worries if you can't call. We'll still have the chat up on Saturday. If you can't call on Saturday, we'll still have the chat up, and then we'll if you tweet at us at the Lieberman Twitter, I think with our producer Kenny, if I'm being told right, he'll be able to pull up the tweet up in the screen so everybody can see what you're tweeting at us, and then we could talk about that. There's a lot of new stuff that we're doing, developing for the show now. I'm really happy with the new hosts, Amilcar and Kenny, that have joined me to do Leave and Ring and really do the stuff that I've been wanting to do here on the show. So, like I said, now we're going to have the live stream. We're going to be able to take calls on the YouTube live stream. We're going to be able to pull guests on the live stream and put them up, and you guys can see them. And we're going to be able to pull up, hopefully, I think, like I said, I think that's something that we're working on right now. If it's not going to happen Saturday, I think it will happen on the next or other shows that we're going to be doing on Monday night is pull up your tweet here. Again, I appreciate everybody calling in, tuning in. I know that you know, not everybody knows that I'm back on YouTube, so hopefully we can start driving more traffic and let everyone know we're going to be on. And as always, I try to support everybody that does boxing. D-Style, man, still watch your shows and listen to what you're saying, bro. Love the shows. I still listen to Mud, I try to listen to everybody as much as I can. You know, let me see, Kristen. And he's used to fighting heavy. I said that earlier. I agree with you. Well, AJ's not used to fighting so light. Like I said, he's always been vulnerable to shots. And with AJ, we're talking about AJ. He's always been vulnerable to shots. That's something he's never corrected. And that's something that, like I said, he still hasn't learned the 1-2 and stay away. He hasn't learned that jab. He hasn't learned how to keep a guy at the end of his punches. He's made it easy sometimes for guys to sneak in and land big shots. So he's got a lot riding here. There's a lot for him to consume for the 6 months that he's been preparing for this fight, you know? So, I mean, the only way that I could see, for me personally, Ruiz blowing it is those 15 pounds that he gained can either slow him down, he tires out, or he's not as quick. His speed was a factor when he stepped in the first fight in Madison Square. His speed was a factor. Maybe he gained the pounds where he could take the punches, you know, from AJ a lot better. Maybe he gained the pound to walk down AJ a lot quicker. Maybe he gained the pounds to have heavier punches. We don't know. Saturday is definitely going to tell us what really was that, you know, what was the strategy of gaining 15 pounds heavier? Was it a strategy or was it lack of discipline? We're going to find out. Anyways, guys, thanks for tuning in, man. I appreciate it as always. And I will definitely talk to you guys. 210, that's the bet for AJ, they're saying right now. That's what I'm getting on a text. So I'll definitely talk to you guys on Saturday morning. We'll be on live at 9 a.m. Pacific time, noon Eastern time. And the number is going to be 347-215-798. I hope to hear from you guys and call in and we'll bullshit boxing, man. Till tomorrow. You guys have a good one.